better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right. Needless to say, we're on fire. And Jim from Texas is on the line with me. Jim, you may now read that statement regarding Mr. Edwards without interruption. Go ahead.
Okay. There are other emerging fissures as well. The aggressively photogenic John Edwards was cruising along, detailing his litany of liberal causes last week until, during question time, he invoked the I word, Israel. And here's the statement. Perhaps the greatest short-term threat to world peace, Edwards remarked, was the possibility that Israel would bomb Iran's nuclear facilities. As a chill descended on the gathering, the Edwards event was brought to a polite close. Now, that speaks volumes to me. That tells me this guy's dead in the water. He's not going to get a farthing, a rupee, a dinero, a nickel out of anybody out of Hollywood. He's done. Finished. Fertig. You know, it's over.
Finito.
Finito, absolutely, because you remember in the John Dean campaign that he merely suggested that mm-hmm. he ought to have a more
yep.
even-handed policy in the Middle East, and that he was going after the Confederate flag rifle in the back of the pickup truck boat,
mm-hmm.
and that was it for him. He was done. Toast.
And we heard him hysterically laughing and giggling, a man out of control, a man out of his mind. And that picture, that scene was rebroadcast repeatedly.
The Jewish media showed it for 5 days or more, practically nonstop, him screaming. Now, you can imagine, with Edwards, they might be more quiet about it.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, his money gathering is done. Nobody's going to give him a penny, but he's done. He's toast. You are mm-hmm. not allowed to make any remark mm-hmm. under any circumstance that puts Israel in any bad light whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done. He's toast. And the people, your listeners, can find it. They can go to, I found it on Crescent and Cross. I know you're aware of Mark Glenn.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's his website.
Yeah.
And then it refers there to Peter Bart's column out of Variety. But it's well documented. And as far as I'm concerned, it's over. It's done.
All right. I don't disagree with that at all.
But,
what
I mean,
else did you want to say?
There is some good news once in a while.
What is that? What is the good news for us tonight or today?
Occasionally these people that dance the Israeli chorus line will occasionally put their foot in their mouth
mm-hmm.
not to be forgiven. That's the only good sign I can see about anything anymore, is that occasionally they will put their foot in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your Freudian slip, so to speak. And then it's over and done.
Well, that's good that they put their foot in their mouth. It's the part where they put their hands in my pockets that don't particularly like, you know.
That's not going to change, so, you know.
Well, of course, in many cases, it's already changed, because a lot of people now, like Ed Brown here at RBN, are not going to pay. And we're not going to be subjected to that kind of tyranny anymore. A lot of people are finally waking up, Jim.
There's always been a few people in history that will stand up. Ernst Zundel, so to speak.
Yeah.
That will stand up.
Look what's happened to him.
Yeah, and like Admiral Farragut said, full speed ahead and damn the torpedoes. I can stand, I can't stand no more.
Right.
You know, they'll stand up. They, you know, I'm drawing the line. That's it.
Well, people need to open their spinach and eat it and get their muscles like Popeye and begin to flex their muscles, because there is indeed strength in numbers, and there is strength in the majority of the people who have had enough taking the bull literally by the horns.
Well, as the old saying goes, one person speaking out is quite good, but two is twice as good. So,
that's right.
You know, it's a matter of numbers, but there are more people speaking out now. But to get to your book on this blood libel bit from Abe Boxman, one of my heroes, by the way.
Okay, quickly now.
That book, it's typical that everybody has to grovel and snivel if they make one statement that's out of line. And
there you go.
And he's
all right.
Doing it.
Jim, thank you for the comments. We'll be right back with more callers in 3 minutes. Stay with me. I'm Rick Adams.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
The first step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Yes, indeed, and we are back once again, and we will continue with our phone calls, 800-313-9443, here on the program, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have Ann in New Mexico next. Hello, Ann.
Hi, Rick. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello. Fine. Thank you, Ann.
Well, here, even though Isaiah 59, let's see, verse 14 says,
yeah. Yeah.
And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off,
right, right,
where truth has fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Further on down it says, and this is the good news, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of Yahweh shall lift up a standard against him. Hallelujah. But you're really hot tonight, Rick.
Only tonight?
No.
I'm only teasing because I know we have so many guests, and we try to space things out so we have more time to talk between the two of us, me and you.
Yeah, and the other night when you Monday, in fact, I call RBN asking them to repeat that. Wasn't that a bombshell that Bob Chapman, he corroborated or actually was the second witness, as far as I'm concerned, about the biz?
Right. Oh, absolutely.
And the governments. Wow, I almost fell out of my chair, you know. Your analogy between the Empire of Babylon and the Roman Empire is right on.
Yep. No, right now we're dealing with the End Times Babylon, which covers really the whole globe and not just the European continent at the time. And now it'll be a city that will really rule the whole world through its minions, its satellites. And Rome certainly could fit right into that description as being a vessel. And in fact, the Masons, and in fact, all of these other front groups. And the United States government is the biggest chill right now for
them.
They
don't even know it, I don't think, you know.
No.
Yeah, it's really sad, but it's coming to pass.
But it's not sad, though, in a way, you know, Ann, because it is Scripture, as Joe said. You know, I mean, it's all for good, that in the end, everything works out for good to them that love the Lord, according to the you know, his prophecies and those who are called according to his will. So you have to recognize it from that point of view.
You know, I was talking to my 18-year-old neighbor, and I said, don't sign up. She did.
Uh-oh.
And, of course, all she, you know, she thinks I'm a kook, you know.
Of
but
course.
All she sees.
You know what? You know what? You'd rather be thought a very smart a smart kook than a dead, brilliant person.
Well, all she's seen is the $1,200 base pay in the college fund.
Mm-hmm.
But now, did you say, this is another topic, did you say the National Guard is being held over for more tour duty?
Yeah, I was just quoting from the report of the Criminal Politics publication.
Right. Let me tell you, and I got this from the catalog that John Coleman sent me.
Yeah.
And it's the efficiency of the militia. It's called the Dick Act of 1902.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and I'm quoting, on this little piece of paper, I believe that the militia sent to Iraq are there illegally and must be returned to the United States with their equipment without any further delay. Demand this of your congressmen and stop the war in Iraq in its tracks, because the organized militia, which is the National Guard, cannot be employed for offensive warfare outside the limits of the United States. That's what the Dick Act is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm quoting Attorney General Wickersham. He told President Taft that.
Right,
so,
right.
And I was listening to a tape. Actually, I wanted to tape something else, and someone called into Clay Douglas and said that same thing, that the Dick Act could stop this whole thing in its tracks.
Yeah, but you see, that's all well and good, and that's true. But none of these acts are being enforced any more than the Constitution is being enforced.
Oh, I know. You're right. The Constitution actually has been replaced by the Constitution for the people has been replaced by the Constitution of the people.
And look at the phonies.
And it's an illegitimate government.
Look at the phonies in Congress, the Democratic so-called opposition. They're nothing more than the opposite side of the same coin.
You're absolutely right.
That's
Rick.
All they are. The impotent opposition. You know, there was a book written years ago by the congressman from Pennsylvania, Joe Clark, and he was a liberal, and Senator Clark, actually, I believe, and he wrote the book Congress, the Sapless Branch. Well, he was saying what he was saying, accusing Congress of being impotent because they weren't moving fast enough with the social revolution.
Mm.
But in reality, the fact of the matter is, we can look at it today and say, yeah, the Congress of the United States is impotent in light of the fact that we have an imperial executive branch, and they are doing nothing to effectively stop it.
Well,
nothing.
It's because they're in their comfort zone. They're getting their fat checks, and they're sold out.
Yes.
I've got a word.
Yes.
Scripture has the word for them, but I won't say it over the air, you know.
Well, why not? What is it, a bad word?
No, they're whores. They
sold
out.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well,
that's what Scripture calls the woman on the beast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the beast is the Israeli USA connection.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the beast itself is the Vatican Pan-Europa connection. I don't know if I called in and told you, shared that with you. And you can find all that, about all that, by punching in Project for the Exposure of Hidden Institutions. Because it's a woman, there's a woman, and then there's the beast.
Yep.
If you just focus on the beast or just focus on the woman is on the beast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who's steering whom,
but
you have to look at both of them.
On the horse,
On the
beast.
Well,
we do.
Yeah.
We
well,
do.
Some just focus on one aspect, but I think it's both.
And remember, there is not one beast.
Scripture.
There are two beasts. There's a second beast. Okay, remember,
well,
there's...
Yeah, that second beast wants the people to worship the first beast.
But there's a religious beast
that
comes out.
Yeah, that second beast
is the one. That's the one you got to really watch out for.
I know.
He's giving power to the system of Antichrist.
Right. Exactly.
And he's the one that's going to require people to take his mark and to worship him. He will be ushering in the false Christ, the Antichrist, the substitute for Christ.
It's a counterfeit.
Right. Exactly.
All right.
Exactly,
well, Yahweh, bless you.
Thank you.
And you are really, I'm telling you, you're really good, Rick. I appreciate your program.
I appreciate your call. Thank you very much, Ann. Bye-bye now. 800-313-9443. Let's take Jim in Pennsylvania now. Hello, Jim.
Yes, hello, Rick. I must compliment you on the honesty of the fact that you are conducting an uncensored program.
Well, I try. I try the best I can.
At WHYY Public Radio in Philadelphia, they conduct censored programs, and what censoring a radio talk show is in fact conducting propaganda.
All right, tell us why now. Tell us why, Jim.
Because they can steer, they screen the questions. That's what they do.
Mm.
They say,
mm-hmm.
We're not going to answer that question. We're not going to let you bring that up. That's censorship, and it's propaganda, because they can make the show where they go where they want it to go.
Oh, sure, sure.
I have to point something out. The symbol of a Roman magistrate is a bundle of rods that are secured around an axe,
mm-hmm.
and the axe head sticks out the end of it. And it's called a fascisti. And this is where the word fascist comes from. And what conducting a criminal trial without a jury is fascism.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on here where I live in Pennsylvania is thousands, tens of thousands of criminal trials are conducted every day without juries.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of the fact that we have inviolate law, which says that a fundamental condition of civil government is that a person is entitled to a trial by jury.
Yep, yep.
And we're deprived of this fundamental condition of government, and this is where the violence and the poverty comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Because if a man beats his wife or offends his neighbor, he's not going to be accountable to any form of community or society.
Yeah.
He's going to answer to a thug sitting on a throne, not to a group of people that are his neighbors.
Right.
And the fundamental basis of civilization and being accountable for our actions to our neighbors has been destroyed. We all have an inherent right to answer for our actions to our neighbors if we are accused of a crime, to our fellow citizens. And what's going on here is we are deprived of that inherent right, and instead they invent a fake right called, you have a right to be represented by a member of the Bar Association.
Mm-hmm.
You have a right to be our slave, is what they're saying. And when in fact there is no such right, that is a fraud. We have a right to answer for our actions to our fellow citizens when we're accused of a crime, not to have someone else answer for us, as long as we can pay them,
mm-hmm.
At the public's expense either.
Okay.
And that's the fundamental corruption that's being practiced against the people here in Pennsylvania. I'm sure it's very much the same.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Every state.
Yeah, yeah.
And
see, what has happened, Jim, as you know, is that now all hell has broken loose, and we are living in an age of lawlessness today when openly and defiantly the system is growing and our liberties are shrinking. People don't care. The politicians get away with what they get away with, and it's because they're emboldened by the fact that people are illiterate. People don't know their rights. They don't know what this country was established upon. And they will not fight to defend those liberties. They will send their children off to foreign wars all over the world, fighting in Europe and Asia and Middle East and so forth. But they're not doing the battle where it needs to be done, right here. This is where the battle lies, in our own country.
The enemy is calling itself the Bar Association.
Sure.
They are selling protection. They are racketeers. Selling a protection racket.
Yes.
Thank you so very much for
thank
your time.
You.
Good evening
All right.
to you.
Thank you, Jim. All right. I share your frustration and your honesty, your integrity, your feeling, your gut-level reaction. I know. I mean, I've seen it in my lifetime, and I'm sure most of us have as well. And we have more callers, 1-800-313-9443. I do want to get into an article, News with Views, by Stephen Yates this past week on the Real ID Act, and also much more than that. Stay with me, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams with you. We do have Wolfgang standing by, but we've got to finish up a few calls first. And we will take Wolfgang with his latest endeavors in just a few moments as we continue with the program. Right now, it is time for Mike in Arizona. Hello, Mike. You're next.
Hello, Rick.
Yeah, yes.
Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Yes. Earlier, you were talking about the blood ritual sacrifices and things. There's a really good website that has videos and things. It's called Honest Media Today.
Honest Media Today?
Yes. I'm not sure if it's .com or web, but if you put Honest Media Today,
right,
most search engines will find it.
Yes. Okay.
And last night you had a caller or a guest on there. He had a really good book, but I have a few bones to pick with him.
With Dr. K?
Dr. K.
Okay.
And excellent book, I'm sure. But the problem in this country is... Or the question is, What war have we ever fought in this country that was legitimate, that was actually beneficial to mankind?
Well, to be honest with you, it's a difficult question because I know that in the previous century there have been none. And if you go back really to the War for Independence, I'm having second thoughts about that now.
Yeah.
When I realize what was really behind that as well. And the split that took place in Britain and the United States and what came from it. You know, because we know that...
It gets complicated.
We know the colonies were independent, but what happened after they lost their independence was really the downfall, the beginning of the downfall of our freedom, was in the signing of the Constitution. As great a document as it is, relatively speaking, it also created this union. And this union is what is destroying us, this federal government that it created.
But our documents created the most... the documents that found this country are the most amazing things ever written by mankind other than the Bible, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But at the same time, we had unprecedented wealth. And we could have, with the technologies...
Yes.
Our blessings, we could have blessed the entire world. There should be no such thing as starvation. There should be no such thing as we had the opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, we used our technologies for war. I know it sounds despairing, and I'm saying here.
I get you.
But the thing is, we really do not have the legitimate right to criticize any other government.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have proven ourselves as a
look in the mirror, right? Look in the mirror.
Look in the mirror.
Before you cast that stone.
But the Apostle Paul, there's a good side of that. The Apostle Paul said to put the things behind that are behind. We do have an opportunity to change things now.
No. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what we have to do? We have to look at it from two points of view, a human point of view, historical and so forth, and then from the divine point of view. And we have to see which is more important, really, the divine or the human. Now, we have to live in this world, okay? We're still in the world, but we don't have to be of the world. That's the difference. We can stand for the truth. We can stand for the divine truth of who and what we are, that we're accountable to our Creator and all of these things as well. At the same time, we don't just throw away our ammunition, sit down on a rocking chair, and wait for them to come and take us away, do we?
Exactly. Well, the point that I'm trying to make is this: there is a heart in this country that loves truth, and we've made a lot of mistakes. And the reason why we've made mistakes is because we were not listening to the right person.
Mm-hmm.
We've always we allowed pride to come in. We've allowed many things to happen right now. How do I say this? I listen to these radio programs, and I keep hearing a lot of pride. And the fact is, yes, we can change things around, but we need to become humble and realize that we can change things, but we cannot use the same methods that we did in the past.
Okay, yeah, I understand that. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry, but I listen to a lot of people speak, and there's a lot of anger, and
right.
We want to throw spears at this people and that people.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I called earlier, and both my parents came from Germany. My grandfather fought in World War II. I said this before, and he was taken a prisoner in both World Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, my grandfather is a hero.
Right.
Because he fought communism. I think that every soldier who's ever been in a theater
before
is a hero because he's been in a place that we don't understand. But
mm-hmm.
we have to go beyond that now. We have to begin to listen to RVN. I don't know.
Well, I understand what you're saying. You're right. There's a purpose and a direction, and we need to focus our direction, and that's the issue. And humility is the key. You're right.
I'm absolutely... I'll hit it right on the nose.
Yeah.
I'm tired of hearing things about fascism, communism. These are all labels.
Yeah, yeah.
But fascism, there was a gentleman I called in earlier.
Right.
Well, fascism actually
I get your point, but I got to move along, though, because of the time factor. All right, Jim? Thank you, Mike, I'm sorry. Thanks for your call. We'll be back with also another Mike when we continue, and Wolfgang on the line. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
All right, we are back now, and I'd like to take another call right now that we've had on the line, and then we're going to take Wolfgang, who is a regular guest on the show from time to time. You know, he's been involved with many causes, including Ed Brown's cause for freedom in New Hampshire, and then we'll take other calls later. So stay on the line, those of you newbie callers. But right now, let us see. We have James in Ohio, I believe. Hello, James.
Well, hello there, Mr. Rick.
Yes, sir, Mr. James.
Yes, sir. I just want to say up front here, man, that I love your fortitude, man, and God bless you for what you are doing.
Well, I don't think I'm doing all that much, really.
Well, brother, I'll tell you what. You grabbed my attention, and you've learned me. I'm a longtime listener of yours, and
okay.
And I just really appreciate this. So that out of the way, I wanted to ask you a question that is important to me.
Okay. All right.
And I've been doing a lot of reading here, and what I'm trying to do is find a uncorrupted, non-Schofield Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been looking all over the Internet, and I just, you know, maybe that's too broad of a generalization that I'm looking for, but...
You mean a translation of the Bible, or you mean a Bible with a commentary, or not? Is that what you're talking about?
A true authorized Bible that was non-corrupted, with all the footnotes and stuff, mm-hmm. where the, that's not been corrupted by a Catholic Marxist or the Zionist Illuminati.
Well, I think you better get the Masoretic script. You got to get a concordance, and you got to get the original King James version from the 1600s.
From the 1600s, from the 1600s.
That will help. But as far as all of the other stuff that's come along, the NIV version, and you've got the Good News for Modern Man, and you've got this, Bible, that Bible. There's so many different editions now, and of course they're copyrighted too, many of them. So you've got Word Publishing, which owned ABC for a while. You can't trust any of them, I'm afraid. I'm afraid they have changed the languages, they've changed the words, and not for the better, to clear things up. So that's what I would do, is I would use a concordance, and I would try to get as close as possible to the original King James translation, though not perfect by any means. It will help you with a Masoretic script.
Masoretic script.
Right. And you can go you're on the internet now.
Yes.
You can go and you can search, and you can search the concordances and Bible versions. And then you'll see them all come before you, the various Bibles. And you see if the Holy Spirit leads you, fella. And lead you to the right one. How's that?
That sounds great, Rick. That
All
sounds
right.
great.
Well, thank you very much for calling in and staying on the line, James.
Well listen, thank you, Rick. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
You're
Bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye now. King James. I mean, caller James. All right. I appreciate that. Now, we have Wolfgang on the line, inyourface.tv. Hello, Wolfgang.
Hi, Rick. How's it going tonight?
All right. We haven't talked to you in a while, but I know the last time we talked to you, you were with Ed Brown.
Well, I was on the line with him. Yes, that's
Well,
true.
Yeah, you were with him on the line on the same program.
Right, that's correct. Now he has his own show on RBN.
Right. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it's great.
And what have you been up to now besides helping Ed Brown and helping everyone that you can possibly get involved in helping?
Well, I've been working on something called the Time is Money concept, which is a time bank where everybody in your listening audience can actually become a banker themselves and go in direct competition with the Federal Reserve.
I like it.
If you go to my website, inyourface.tv, click on Time is Money, it brings up a whole lot of information that you can study. The only thing that's necessary to do this, Rick, is the will and the fortitude to go out and do it. Because there are two powers in this country, as you well know, that's the media and the money power.
And they're one and the same, aren't they?
They basically are. We have a good handle on the media right now, which is we're kicking their tail feathers, put it that way, in the alternative media. Mm-hmm. Now we have to do a focus on the money power currency issue. And anybody out there in your listening audience can do this. They can open up their own time bank, deposit your time into a time bank in your own county, and issue your own currency based on your time.
How would that work? How have you done this so far? You've established it? Where have you established it? How is it working?
Right now we're in preliminary stages, doing all the preliminary work to put it all together. Right now it's being implemented. A good example is called Ithaca Dollars out of Ithaca, New York. They're doing the hour system up there in Ithaca, New York.
Yep. Oh,
and then there's Berkeley Bread in Berkeley, California. There's a whole bunch of different communities that are using their own local currency.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm taking it one step farther by issuing credit cards that you can use at any place that accepts credit cards.
Oh, my.
And that will be right in your own county, because you cannot cross county lines with the community currency. So it has to be specifically for your own county.
Ah.
That's the only way it's legal. If you do it any other way, then you get into a real problem with the feds.
You mean interstate? Is that what you mean?
Right. So So this is a way to keep it in a community, keep it local, and keep it focused in your area as your own economy.
Wow.
And the Federal Reserve...
Wow.
The Federal Reserve is not going to like it, but you can issue your own currency based on your time, and we can pretty much put them out of business if we have enough patriots out there who are willing and able to do this. That's the only way it's going to work, is the numbers. Plus,
It sounds like a very novel idea. It's not like we've never thought about something like that. But this sounds like you've just newly implemented. Has this been implemented before in various different ways?
Well, there is a time bank that has been used. Actually, it goes back to the Great Depression.
Yeah.
And that was used back then. It's been utilized in different communities all over the country since then. And it does work. There is a precedence for that. And it's also very legal. The one great thing about this is there's no interest payments to the bank.
I like it even more.
So we're valuing time at $20 an hour, which is a livable wage based on the current situation that we have right now. So, for instance, if you deposit 50 hours of your time into your own time bank, you are issued $1,000 worth of credit that you can have on a credit card that you can use in your local community.
Wow. This is amazing.
Now, just think about that. If you have 1,000 people signed up for your time bank and they each have $1,000 worth of credit, you have a $1 million economy right off the bat. And how many counties are there in your state that you're in?
My state? There are five. Only five counties here.
Okay, well, then you'd have a $5 million economy base that you could work with.
Well, that's enough for me for now.
Right. But that's only 1,000 people. If there was 2,000 or 3,000 people, you do the math and you see how it can escalate into a viable...
Oh, boy, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hmm. Now, this is on your own website, right?
Yes.
You've explained this through InYourFace.tv, right?
Right. You go to my website, you'll click on something called Time is Money, and you'll see how it works right there. We can set up a self-replicating website so anybody in the country can do this. There is time bank software, accounting software that we can provide. It's just phenomenal. It's going to put the Federal Reserve out of business.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, we'll give them a good run for their money. That's
well, I like that pun. Yes, I like that. These guys don't play. They don't play fair. Of course, they don't play by the rules. So they don't care. Look at the Liberty Dollar, what they've done, and anybody that tries to compete against the illegal monopoly of the coinage by a private system, boy, they don't like that. It's just like the post office, you know?
That's
they
true.
Want it all.
That's true. Well, the Liberty Dollar, as far as I know, they have about $20 million in currency circulating right now all over the country.
Yeah, right. I think it's even higher than that now.
Right. We can do the same thing with our own credit cards based on time. It's called Time Bank. And
that's really new. It's a new concept to me.
Okay, well, yeah, it is an ancient concept, Rick.
Yeah.
I didn't come up with it myself.
I
modernize it.
Right.
So that we can put it on time value into a credit card device that you can use in your own community.
Mm-hmm. And that is just amazing. Now, who would be depositing now? If I wanted, you'd have to have deposits before you could have some withdrawals and credit, right?
This is true. Yes, you can deposit your time into your own local time bank.
Mm-hmm.
There is a contract that states that you are committing your time into the time bank, and your value of your time is worth $20 an hour. That's what we've established it at.
Mm-hmm.
And In exchange for that, you will get a credit card that shows that amount of commitment that you've made to the time bank.
Uh-huh.
And then you go work in your own community, whether it's your local retailers or merchants or your community church, your homeless shelter, et cetera, et cetera, so you can actually put some value back into your local economy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm happy to hear about it. Let's hope it does take off, and then you can report back to us when you come back again on that front. I really am very interested in seeing that take off. That would be great, an excellent idea. In addition to that, you are still doing the work that you've been doing all along, including the videos you've been making and confronting public officials.
Yes.
With the InYourFace.tv programs and interviews and candid camera, so to speak. And has that expanded now? You said something about expanding it worldwide.
Yes, it's worldwide right now. We have an internet television station that you can actually watch. Mm-hmm. It's a brand new system that we just put up. It's a flash video player.
Yeah.
And we have a camcorder commandos all over the United States and also all over the world right now. So mm-hmm. we're getting lots of video feed from it, all points across the globe, and that's just great.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. I'm very happy to hear that. Excellent. So it's good that you checked in with us, and I want you to get back to me and let me know in a week or so what kind of response you're getting and how it's working in a county-by-county basis. All right, Wolfgang?
All right. I have a 800 number now.
Give it to us.
They can get a hold of me. It's 888-363-1129.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'll be happy to explain this system to anybody out there that wants to hear about it. But we need dedicated patriots out there to go take these guys on by the, how do I say it politely?
Well, you can do it by the bootstraps. That's okay.
Take them on by the bootstraps and give them a run for their currency.
Yeah, run on their banks.
That's right.
I think that's what we need, right? That's the key, though. You're right, the banking system and the media ownership, and they interlock, don't they?
That's true. And if we have both of them under control on alternative, well, we can offer up a whole lot of new education to the people that have never heard this kind of stuff before.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen to that. I can't add to anything you've said, Wolfgang. Just thank you for calling in and sharing that with us.
Well, I really appreciate the time that you've given me.
Of course. Anytime.
And you're an example of the alternative media. That's what I'm talking about. If it wasn't for you, people wouldn't be hearing my voice right now. So.
No. No, that's right. And we have to be grateful for what we have. Amen.
That's true.
All right, Wolfgang, we'll hear from you again. Please, next week or the week after, I want you to report back, okay?
Okay, I will do that, Rick.
Thank you.
And you have
bless
a real
you.
Good week. And
amen.
We'll talk
you
to you later.
Bless you. Bye-bye now.
Bye now.
All right, Wolfgang, you heard it from the horse's mouth right here. And the number again, 888-363-1129. And you can go right on InYourFace.tv as well, those of you hooked up, and you can read for yourself his plan, ladies and gentlemen, for the new currency. I like it. Let's take another call. I think we've got Ryan in Oregon now. Hello, Ryan. You still with us?
Evening. How you doing?
Yes, okay.
Oh, boy. The problem with your show, Rick, as I've said before, is you go from so many concepts out there, your brain kind of wants to jump on a half a dozen of them at the same time.
I understand. We move fast, you know. We move along.
You know, I trade currencies for a living. His concept.
Is that right?
Oh, boy, could I ask questions on that one.
All right, well, give him a call.
Get
the ball rolling in your county.
Hey, listen, a couple of points I wanted to make. Actually, a whole bunch of them, but I'll just be real quick here.
All right.
I think what people really need to get internalized within themselves. We listen to everything that's going wrong on this planet day in and day out. You can't argue with most of it, and you get so overwhelmed by that, mm-hmm. you just have to run from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Sure.
People need to understand that the powers that are behind a lot of this stuff, you ask yourself, why would they do that? What is it, just greed? Is it money? No, it's something deeper than that.
Right.
These people verily believe they are doing their God's will. I mean, even Paul said before the Messiah slapped him upside the head on the road to Damascus, literally, he believed I was doing the will of God when he was killing Christians and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're up against here. These people don't care to play by anybody's rules but by their own God's rules. And that brings me to my point here, is that I think we've literally gotten to the point where we're beyond changing these people's hearts. You can't do that anymore. There comes a time in the end of the days where we just have to realize that, okay, this ball is rolling down the hill. I can't stop it. I need to figure out how I'm going to get out of the way. And I don't know if that means anything, but we need to start praying not against sin, but figuring out where we position ourselves and what's happening here.
Right.
And
if you want to hang on, you can hang on for another minute or so. Right after the break, we'll take you back, okay? All right, stay where you are if you wish, Ryan, but we've got to take a quick break. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, radio, free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
much time, and we do have another caller or two after Ryan. So, Ryan, I'm sorry to cut you short, but go ahead. Make another point, if you will, and I'll give you that chance. Sure.
People need to consider living their life just like the people in Poland and people in France did just prior to the invasion by the Nazis. The point being is this, it's going to happen. It already is happening in this country, maybe not militarily, but certainly philosophically and by law and other research. Find out what the underground French movement did and so forth. That will help you. One real quick comment, and I'll let you go. Take me maybe 15 seconds. Do a search on how it is paralleled with the ministry of Christ during his 3.5 years, during his ministry, and what the Antichrist is doing. You can get a real good parallel with where we are at. But in any event, protect yourselves, folks, because the ball is rolling in. We can't stop it individually.
Very good. Thank you, Ryan.
Take care,
guys. All right. All right. I understand, and there is a lot of meat to what you say. Let's move along to Russ in West Virginia. Russ, hello. You're on the program, Russ.
Thank you. I got three things to say. I don't know how good it'll do, but the one is we all have regional jails going up, private prison systems.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs to get together in their state, just groups, 200, 100 people, and you sue your state attorney general for white slavery.
That's all right, one. That's one point.
The next one is when you get a ticket under the contract law, you return it with the following on it: I refuse your offer of contract, give it back. Now, they may come after you. That's okay. That's just one more charge you have later against them. The next is demand a trial. I don't care if it's a $2 bill they want from you. You get a trial by jury.
Mm-hmm.
And they refuse you that, you still got another claim against them. And you might as well stick with that, because you've already lost you already lost the case before you get to court. So you might as well demand that they take you to court.
And that's the program, as far as you're concerned, huh?
As far as I'm concerned, is in fighting it. Too many people are just paying the tickets and being done with them.
Well, I agree with you. You see, the problem is you need more people to do that.
I understand. Some night
I'll take the time. I don't have time now, but I'll tell you about what my cousin did in the traffic court.
Uh-huh.
And how he created a storm, and how you can do the same thing. But you got to get people to realize that we're dealing with a paper tiger. If the people unite and stand up, no matter what the situation is, the house of cards will collapse.
I agree.
Okay, thank you very much, Russ. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Right.
Just don't have time now, and
I wanted
to get into the Real Rebellion by Professor Stephen Yates. Try to get him on the show, The Real ID Act. Let's take Mark in Wisconsin, our final call. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you doing? I didn't know you were back on the air.
I'm always on the air. I've never left the air.
Well, I just found you. Holy cow.
What do you mean you just found me? Where have you been looking? Under your beds? Under your ceiling tiles? Where?
Well, it's good to hear your voice. Holy cow.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear it, too. I know I'm still around, right?
Yep.
All right, Mark, what's on your mind now? Quickly, not much time, though.
Oh, I just wondered if you went over what Brzezinski was saying.
Yes, we talked about that a little bit last night, and I mentioned that about his warnings from all places, huh?
Right.
About the globalist agenda.
From the top globalist.
He ought to know. He ought to know.
Right. Anyway, it was good to hear you.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, stay
Talk
with us. We'll be back tomorrow night. And tomorrow during the day, the rebroadcast, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Much more to come. Stay with us here at RBN, and we will be back tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central, with another fascinating program. Good night.